Golf has a new master.
Lining up for 6 inches.
Why not?
Another Watson is wearing a green jacket at Augusta. And this time, his name is Bubba.
Bubba Watson hit a miraculous shot during yesterday's sudden death playoff round at the Masters. Takes home the green jacket. Joining us now.
Oh, what a shot.
Look at it. Snap hooking on the green and incredible. Absolutely incredible.
What they don't tell you and what you can see when you watch it on video is that he hooked it 40 yards and the green was elevated. It's an incredibly difficult shot, but he did it. Joining us now, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Ibrahim, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good day.
And Bubba Watson is someone he wasn't even in the first 3 days of play up there on the leaderboard and seemed to come out of nowhere. Same for Louis Oosthuizen of South Africa, who ended up making only the fourth double eagle in 76 years of the Masters. What's going on here?
So the shot that we just heard was a trick shot in sudden death. Without stars like Tiger Woods playing well, or Rory McIlroy in contention, folks like Lee Westwood had the lead, and Fred Couples, Peter Hansen led going into the final round. Phil Mickelson had a great comeback story throughout the whole thing. But then going into the final round, Louis Oosthuizen was able to move to the top of the leaderboard. He had that double eagle that you spoke about. But then all of a sudden, coming out of nowhere, Bubba Watson, who's a trick shot maker, and he has a great, great swing, he came up at the right time.
Well, I know what has made Bubba Watson make certain headlines, at least in golf magazines. I mean, he has a famous temper. He does that little dance that after his follow through. He's also incredibly prolific on Twitter. What kind of golfer is he?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, golf is the ultimate sport that you have to kind of contain and bottle your emotions into a force for good, and not to overshoot and underput, to hyperanalyze. Watson stayed cool under the pressure when it mattered the most. And sometimes this is true for anything in life. Nervousness in this case for Bubba Watson simply meant that he was ready for the moment.
And what do we take away from this Masters? Phil Mickelson actually would have won another Masters had he not hit that one shot into the woods. So who do we see emerging here? We've got Phil Mickelson of kind of old school against these very, very new names.
I think it's, you know, for folks that are casual golf fans, it's annoying because it seems like there's always a new person winning these big matches.
Yeah.
This is the only third time that a lefty won with Bubba Watson winning. The key thing is really, how does this set him up for the future? Really, if you're going to watch... what does this mean historically? This is a great win. This is an amazing Masters, and it will go down in history because of the way it went down. There were three people finished tied for third at 8 under,
right?
Underneath Bubba Watson. But really, the question is, how is Bubba Watson's year going to be after this? Similar to the way people are looking at Rory McIlroy and looking at all of his tournament wins that he's had since he's had some breakout success, and that will determine what the significance of this has meant for Bubba Watson.
And we'll see if his name remains in the headlines or not. I should mention that he's a lefty, but Phil Mickelson also a lefty if he did one. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, thank you so much.
Hey, have a good day.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.